Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Wanted to talk about former Louisiana Governor Kathleen Blanco. She fought a long, hard battle with cancer, and she is in a much better place. The first and only woman to be elected governor of the great state of Louisiana, and she led with grace, dignity, and decency. And she, for one, was not shy about consuming political capital. She did it on many fronts, many times. If you make no decisions, then that's one way to ensure that you'll never make a bad decision. In many respects, she was criticized for not making decisions, and in other respects, she was not shy about actually making decisions. And I could tell you about two that I have personal information about. In the aftermath of Katrina, although she took a bad rap for the manner in which Katrina was handled, there were two incidents, one that I have personal knowledge of and one that I know of very well, like most other people. She understood that there were inspirational images during Katrina and in the aftermath that were going to be very important to move from a negative to a positive. And both of those had to do with structures and or facilities. One, New Orleans International Airport. She understood that after all of the bad publicity and everything else, that that airport needed to be saved, needed to be stood up as quickly as possible, and needed to get back into business. And I can tell you, I personally was involved in a tit-for-tat with her administration, but once that I had the opportunity to explain, because I was in charge of the law enforcement detachment at the airport trying to accomplish that, she fully embraced what I was saying and made sure and ensured. I turned it back over to the Louisiana State Police at that point in time to make sure that that facility was going to be stood up as soon as possible. And no longer did she allow FEMA to play silly games with that facility. Kudos and credit to her. The second, the dome. The dome became an image of a lot of negativity nationally across this country. She recognized that, and I think quickly put the things in place and the foundation in place in working with not only the LSED, SMG, and others, and the legislature, and a bipartisan support to turn that around. And she understood that being inspirationally positive as it related to these two facilities and locations were incredibly important to develop the momentum necessary to begin the recovery of this area. I, for one, will tell you that I believe her instincts were spot on in both cases. And they set about to a difference in the mindset here in beginning to provide a healthy environment for us to recover from Katrina and Rita, which were situations that were very, very difficult for this region. So our thoughts and prayers go out to Coach and their extensive family. We really appreciate you sharing Miss Kathleen in all of the endeavors that she did politically and in leadership positions in her political life and career, as well as an educator and one who also really believed in education. We thank you for sharing her with us. We appreciate it. We'll be right back after the break. We're back. We'll go to the talk lines. Let's go to Warren. What say you, Warren?
Hey, I'm here.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the show.
Is this new?
Yes.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. One of the buildings that most people forget about, that everybody in the world saw, was everything that happened at the convention center.
While I was speaking, I thought to myself, I forgot that facility as well.
Well, it's okay. And if it wasn't for Kathleen Blanco, we wouldn't have that facility either. And my wife and I, Nancy, stayed in the Hilton during the Katrina. And then the next day, we lived on the West Bank, and we had very little damage. And, of course, everything was happening in New Orleans. But if it wasn't for Kathleen, you wouldn't have the convention center either. I was on the LSCD board, the Superdome board, with Tim Coulon, who was the president. I was ahead of construction. I was ahead of the Saints training facility, the Superdome, Hilario Center, and the baseball park out in Metairie.
Right.
And Kathleen called and said, look, I need to take you off of that board and go and be president of the convention center. And you got to get it open. We need a hospital. We had no hospital. Tulane was closed, so was LSU. And Tulane and LSU were going to be the hospitals setting up in the convention center. Not only that, Newell, we had 8,000 troops in the convention center, sleeping on the floor. And I never forget, we had a group from Ohio, and I was passing by one of the soldiers, one of the guardsmen, and he was talking to his wife, and she was asking him, where are you? And he said, I'm in New Orleans, and I think I'm in the Ritz-Carlton on the river. But let me tell you the things that she had to do. One of the toughest things she gave me was she called and said, Warren, I'm sending you 5 18-wheelers. Refrigerated 18-wheelers. And I said, Governor, why do I need 5? She says, because I'm going to send you all the bodies that they were picking up throughout the city and brought to the convention center to put in these refrigerated trucks. And I think brought to someplace in St. Rose or St. James,
yeah,
where they had a facility that they were storing them on.
Right.
Now, we had no food. And she would send food. The 5 people that really ran the convention center moved across the river and lived with my wife and I for 5 months, maybe 6 months. And she would send us food that we would have to go pick up at the Hilario Center because she couldn't get it into the city. Well, she could have somebody deliver that for her, and then she'd have a state police go with us and go pick up the food at the Hilario Center. She got us fuel. We didn't have electricity. And we were the first building in New Orleans to be back with electricity. Realized that our grid was in good shape, and they gave us juice. So we had everything we needed to make it work. But it was quite interesting. Tulane moved in. LSU moved in.
Warren, I think we're losing you. I appreciate the call, and I know who you are. And you're so right. You know, it's easy to be critical there, and everybody made mistakes in Katrina. Having been there in the trenches myself and interacted with any number of groups, I often reflect upon those times. But there are so many untold stories that the public never really finds out about where things were handled right. For anybody to say that they would be in the heat of the moment of that particular incident, and they made every decision, and every decision was a right decision, I would tell you they are not telling the truth. Because there were so many things that you just did not control, and you were in uncharted territory every day for a long time. But I could tell you, I'd reiterate, as it relates to me, those were 2 facilities, and I know the convention center as well, all too well, that she was going to move from a negative to a positive and make sure not only that they came back, but they came back in the shortest amount of time possible. We'll be right back. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL. And the AP preseason poll is out for the top 10 teams come from the Southeastern Conference. Number one, Clemson. Number two, Alabama. Number three, Georgia. Number four, Oklahoma. Five, Ohio State. Six, LSU Tigers. Number seven, Michigan. Eight is Florida. Nine is Notre Dame. And 10 is Texas. Only four this time. I think last year we had more than that in the first AP preseason top 10. But the LSU Fighting Tigers, number six. You know, we talk a lot about the Saints with the preseason games, and the college season, I think, opens this weekend, if my memory serves me correct. I may be wrong on that, but I think one of those games is actually this weekend, and I'm looking forward to the beginning of the LSU season, Tulane as well, and all the other collegiate teams that play in Louisiana. I always love to follow all of college football, really enjoy college football, and hopefully the LSU Tigers get off to a good start. They got a tough schedule, as always. Anytime you play in the SEC, it is not an easy schedule. Also, just a reminder, and I always seem to forget, Sports Talk every weeknight at 8 o'clock, The Last Lap with Seth Dunlap. And tonight he's going to talk about the Saints-Chargers game. What'd you like? What did you worry about? Or what do you worry about? Take The Last Lap with Seth Dunlap, 8 to 11 p.m. on WWL. And Seth always has an interesting take on the game and a talent and otherwise. Listen to him as well in the evenings. And Scoot's up next. He's going to be talking about, of course, where politics and pulp culture meet your opinions. What happened over the weekend never stays on the weekend. He's going to preview the big stories of the week. If you love New Orleans, don't miss Scoot in the afternoon. He is coming up next. I was kind of hoping he would get in here, but we've been all running around like crazy. We hope you had a good weekend, and we hope you're going to have a great week as well. We've got some interesting guests lined up for the week, so I'm looking forward to this week. We'll have the FBI in here talking about sex trafficking. We're going to talk about wealth disparity tomorrow as well. We're also going to be talking to the folks from the Louisiana Children's Museum. In just a couple of weeks, that beautiful facility is opening up. Can't wait for that. I'm so excited for all the children in the greater New Orleans area. This is an incredible facility, and when you get there and you see it, I know that your reaction is going to be the same. Thanks to everyone for their participation. We'll see you again tomorrow.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.